This is the shiur of Tes Vav Av, which is the 11th of August. We learned yesterday the halacha of Nesh Shavas, as opposed to a regular Shabbos, where you can create, create a light, a fire, and make havdalah of that on that particular light they've just created on Motzei Shabbos. Unlike that is Motzei Yom Kippur, where the halacha is that you should make Avdolah Dafka on a light which existed already before Yom Kippur and rested the entire Yom Kippur. This light is considered a Ner Shavas, a light, a fire that rested, and that, and only on that kind of fire, you're allowed and you're meant to make Havdolah Motzei Yom Kippur. The reason being, explains the Mishneh Berurah, that on Motzei Shabbos, it's that the Baruch of Beir Meor Eish is as a remembrance of Adam HaRishon that created for the first time fire, so we're also creating a new fire on regular Motzei Shabbos. However, Motzei Yom Kippur, the reason why we make Beir Meor Eish is nothing to do with it. Because the reason on Motzei Yom Kippur is because we are pointing out or emphasizing the fact that throughout the entire Yom Kippur weren't allowed to do anything. It was in fact worse than a regular, it was even more severe, more stringent than a regular Yom Tov. And we're not allowed to make any usage of fire. We're not allowed to create fire, make fires, and have ishtamshes from it. But now, Motzei Yom Kippur, we dafka do have enjoyment from fire. We dafka do have benefit. We derive benefit from fire in Motzei Yom Kippur. And therefore, in order to point this out, to show this emphasis, therefore we dafka use it, we specifically use a fire which existed on Yom Kippur already. That is called Nesh Shavas. By the way, what's with the halach with regards to a gas flame? If a person has had a gas flame and was on the entire Yom Kippur, is he allowed to use that gas which was on the entire Yom Kippur for Nesh Shavas? And the answer is certainly yes. If it was lit before Yom Kippur, it should be considered a Nesh Shavas. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch says that the Ramah says as follows on page 168, second line. V'yesh oimrim, says the Ramah. Some say lahavdil al nesh al beis haknesses. Some say you're allowed to light, you're allowed to make berim oresh through the light of the beis haknesses. Now the beis haknesses in previous generations, of course, they never had electric light. We're talking about pre-electricity days. What there was there was various candles that were lit on in shul, and this was called Nesh Shel Beis HaKnesses. It was in fact a big schus to donate money for that, and because wax was very expensive, as we know, so it was very costly to run the light throughout the whole year. It was actually quite a large expenditure. Now the Ramah says over here, you're allowed to use the light of the shul for Nesh Shavas. There was a light that was on in shul. And if it managed to get all the way to Motzei Yom Kippur, you'd have to take light from there, fire from there, and use that in for Havdalah. It was Mamash Nesh Shavas. Now the Ramah continues and says the following: So they know the light, the candle that was in shul, you can't use that for Nesh Shavas. You can't directly use it, but you can only use the second generation of that. So you can't actually physically use the candle that was in shul, but you are allowed to use a different candle and take fire from the shul candle, and on that second generation, you're allowed to make a broch on that. That's more of an Nesh Shavas as well, because it comes initially from the shul candle, and you're allowed to use the second generation. Right. Now, the reason why the Ramah is hesitant to allow making a bracha on the ner of the Beis HaKnesses is as follows, as the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sifkot Nyud Beis, second line, second wide line. Ner she'en lahavdil olav, שאין להבדיל, לא עושה זה משנה ברורה, דלוי נעשה רק לכבוד היום, because this light was only made לכבוד היום, for the honor of the day, ולוי להאיר, and not to create light, not for light, but for covered, for respect. ומבואה בסימן רש צדיק חס, and it's, we learned in סימן רש צדיק חס, שאין מברכין על זה, that you don't generally make a ברכה, On Motzei Shabbos for a light which was created lehoir lechvoid and not lehoir, and since this light of Yin Shul was not meant for light, it was meant for covered, for respect, for honor of the shul and for the yom, and for the respect of the shul. So therefore, on a brach, on a light like that, you're not really meant to make a brach. But it's a bit questionable, really. Is it really true that it's only done for covered? Arguably, as we just said earlier, there was not much light in shuls anyway, and therefore one could easily argue that actually, no, the nair Shal Beis HaKnesses is actually not only lechovoit, but it's actually also lehoir as well. And that is the machlokes of the opinions over here as to whether you can make havdalah on the neir Shal Beis HaKnesses. Is it only lechovoit hayoim, and consequently you can't make a brach on that, and consequently you'll have to take a second generation of that, which would be considered neir Shavas, or according to the other opinion, that no, it's not just considered a neir shel, which was made for kovoid. It's also meant lehoir. It's also meant for lightning purpose. If that's the case, that it's made for lighting purpose, for making the room more light, then you actually can make a brach on neir shel Beis HaKnesses, and that's what the machlekes is on. Now, we've got a bit of a problem over here because we've got machlokes. So again, the Ramah says, some say you can make a brach on Neshel Beis HaKnesses, and then the Ramah brings the Ishoim that you're not meant to make a brach on Neshel Beis HaKnesses. And then the Maskona is as follows, says the Ramah. What you're meant to do, the Maskona is as follows. V'anochen lehavdil al shneim biyachad. The best thing is to do, to take both. To take a second generation of the Neshel Beis HaKnesses and the Neshel Beis HaKnesses itself. Dahainu lehadlik neir echad min ha-Beis HaKnesses, v'lo yavdil ha-neir atzmoy. Take another light from it, but don't use it on its own. V'lo yavdil ha-neir Shel Beis HaKnesses lechot. Don't just use that. Use both together. So in other words, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Kotten Yud Gimel, that both lights have got pros and cons. The actual Neir Shel Beis HaKnesses has got a bit of a disadvantage, because some hold that it's only done lichvoid, and that you can't make a brach on that. So therefore, according to that, it would be better to use a second generation of that Neir Shel Beis HaKnesses. However, the second generation of the Neir Shel Beis HaKnesses got a different disadvantage. The con of that light is that it's actually a second generation. And the second generation has got a bit of a bedieved, because it's not really considered Neir Shel Shavas. It's not really a Neir Shel Shavas, because it didn't really exist on Yom Kippur. It's a second generation, and therefore that's called a chisaron as well. So in order to avoid any to have the best possible option, is that you use both together, and that's what the Ramah recommends. Take the Neir Shel Beis HaKnesses and the second generation together and make a brach on that, and that is the best way about it. Let's see this Mishnah Berurah inside and see if Kot Nud Gimel. V'anochen lehavdil al shneim biyachad, the fourth white line. Roitzelem asher bezeh bevada yoitze, according to that you'll for certain yoitze. And that's what you should do. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he brings two lines down. He said, "Umin derechayim mashma. It is mashma from derechayim. The yoyse toiv shaniach beveso lechatchila neadolik meirav yom kippur. Ideally, you should try to have a light, a candle in your house from before yom kippur. Sheadolik ad motzi yom kippur. Kedai levarich alav. Specifically, putting that there to have an Neir Shel Shavas, that with that light you can use And you can make Havdol and Motzi Yom Kippur. And if you're using that particular light, then you're using all the opinions. Because you're purposely using it, when you're lighting, you're actually having your mind, you're going to be using it for Havdol. And that is definitely considered Lechovot, that's definitely Lechovot. And therefore, that's the best way. But I definitely believe that it's the minhag nowadays, that you have a special candle that you're going to be using on Motzi Yom Kippur, which is lit before Yom Kippur. Nowadays, wax is not expensive, candles are not expensive, so therefore, I want you to definitely ideally try to do that. Continues the Rambam. We are happy, joyous, and we eat on Motzi Yom Kippur. It's a little bit like a Yom Tov. Motzi Yom Kippur is a little bit like a Yom Tov. Mishneh Berurah says, "Kedeisa b'medrash and tzivkot and tezvov." As the medrash says, the bas kol yoytza b'motzi Yom Kippur. The bas kol comes out on Motzi Yom Kippur. Ve'omeres, and it says, "Leich go echoil besimcha, eat happily your bread." And you should assume that your judgment has come through positively, and you should be happy, and you should be as happy as on a regular Yom Tov, and that's what the Medrash says, and that's why it's a little bit like a Yom Tov. V'yesh continues the Rama, V'yesh machmirim la'as shnei yomim yom kippurim. Some have a minik, some are machmir, not a minik, some are machmir to make 2 days Yom Kippur. And the reason, of course, is because of Sfeika Deyom. Like we know, we've got 2 days Pesach, 2 days, last day's Pesach, 2 days Sukkos, 2 days in Chutz La'aretz. We always keep 2 days because of Sfeika Deyom. We assume that the assumption is that we don't exactly have we pretend we don't exactly know the right date, and because of that we've got Sfeika D'Yoyma. And therefore we always keep 2 days in Chutz La'aretz. So why should Yom Kippur be any different? So therefore there are people who are machmir and do 2 days Yom Kippur as well. V'yesh lezeh atoim, one can be matineid, if it's difficult, one can be matineid for that. But he does say, v'en linoik b'chumra zu, a person should not accept his chumra, mishum d'yesh lochosh, she'ovole d'zakon. It says, generally, one should not do this chumra, because it could be potentially one come to danger. Imagine if you fast 2 days, and we're referring to obviously the 2 nights as well. One could obviously go to danger. It's a dangerous chumra, and one should try. One should abolish this min. This chumra. One should not do that. The Oruch HaShulchan. I was wondering if people like did. I never heard of anybody doing that, and I was wondering if people at any generations like did do this 2 days Yom Kippur. But I saw the Oruch HaShulchan says lo shamanu v'lo yiroinu mishino ikei. He never heard of anybody. He never seen anybody who does that. The Oruch HaShulchan writing it. Never heard of anybody doing that, and I think that's definitely true nowadays as well. Never heard of anybody doing that. So. Mishneh Berurah says, "Cotton design explains last Shnei Yomim Yom Kippur, Mishum Sfeika D'Yoyma." Because of Sfeika D'Yoyma, as we explained earlier, Mikol Mokim, if a person would do that, nevertheless, Lo Yispalu Rak Tefila Shel Choil Ve'Anichu Tefillin. They should wear. You should daven a weekday tefillah. Don't have to go through. They don't daven Yom Kippur tefillah. They do a weekday tefillah. Ve'Anichu Tefillin should in fact put tefillin on as well. But if they wish to say the piyutim and the slichos, they can do that, but don't have to. But they can do that. But gamzel oyimru besechat tefillah, they shouldn't be saying the piyutim and the slichos in the tefillahs. Rak achas shmoneh esre, only after shmoneh esre. Yeah, and then Mishneh Berurah continues in Zivkot Nudzayin. V'yesh lazeh haTorah haynu im nischaret al zeh ve'en roitzel atzis. And if he did it once, and he wants to be matineida, he regrets it, he doesn't want to continue. Im nischaret ve'en roitzel atzis, he doesn't want to continue. Reshay lahatir la'atzmei b'fnei shloisho ad ha'pesach v'chot. He can go to 3 people who are going to be matineida. He can allow himself to, he doesn't have to carry on doing that in future. Now, the question that the Mishneh Berurah addresses a little bit later is why is it that why is it only a chumra? And why is it not recommended to do this chumra, halachically speaking? So Mishneh Berurah explains, 3 lines from the bottom, that it says that one shouldn't be doing this this chumrah, ki be'emes medina lochush, because really in reality we don't have to worry about it at all. Danon bekin bekvir diyach, we know actually the dates, we know really the dates. Ve'noisim kein rak mishuminig shenag avoseinu. The only reason why we really do it is because minig avoseinu biyodenu. It's a minig, a custom which has been established that we keep 2 days. With all the other Yomim Tovim, Uvi Yom HaKippurim, however, with regards to Yom Kippur, Lo Noag Avos Seinu Kain, our forefathers never had that minig. In Kain, Lo Monino Ganachnu. Therefore, why should we have that minig to start reinvent and start a new minig? And as I said, it sounds like throughout all the generations, it was never really done. Right? Continues the Ramah. Somebody who had a bad dream on Yom Kippur and he wants to fast Tanis Chaloyim, he can do so. He doesn't have to carry on fasting all the rest of his Yom Kippur in future. So we saw with regards to Rosh Hashanah, the Loch is not like that, but there's a whole shaila as to whether a person who has a Tanis Chaloyim, a fast and Tanis Chalim or Rosh Hashanah, as to whether that he has to actually fast future Yom Rosh Hashanah as well. However, with regards to Yom Kippur, the Loch is not like that, and he doesn't have to fast future Excuse me, I made a mistake over here. Of course, we're not talking about Yom Kippur itself, we're talking about Mochas Yom Kippurim, of course. Please excuse me. So, Mishmis Anetanas Cholom in Mochas Yom Kippurim, and Tzorich Letzanas Kolyomov. So, it's not like Rosh Hashanah that the person, the halach is that he will have to fast all future Rosh Hashanahs. Mochas Yom Kippur, the halach is not like that, and he can, future years, he can eat and he doesn't have to worry about it. We don't say tchinus, tachanun, and tzitkoscha if it falls on Shabbos. Yom Kippur at Sukkos, between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, we don't say tachanun and tzitkoscha. V'medaktekim, and the people who are medaktek, who are careful, maschilim, they start miyad, immediately b'motzi Yom Kippur, b'asiyas at Sukkah, with the building of the Sukkah, k'dei lotzeis m'mitzvah al-mitzvah, in order to, they build straight with the Sukkah and Motzi Yom Kippur, in order to go out from one mitzvah to the other mitzvah, non-stop, not even in interruption, but you go from one mitzvah to another mitzvah. They start doing the Sukkah and Motzah Yom Kippur, and they continue as the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nutes explains, Maschilin Uviyam HaMochos, and on the next day, Mochos Yom Kippurim, Yasekuli completes the entire Sukkah, Kmo Shikosa B'Simon Tov Resh Rov Chei, as explained later in next Simon, in Tov Resh Rov Chei. So, one person should start straight away on Motzah Yom Kippur to build a sukkah and then complete it the days afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us later that if a person is not able to build a sukkah on Motzei Yom Kippur because of neighbor, because of other restrictions, he needs help, or whatever the reason may be, he should at least prepare something towards it, or maybe to learn the halachas relevant to building of the sukkah. But either way, you should try to have some, connect somehow Motzei Yom Kippur with sukkahs in a positive way. The poskim discuss also with regards to the meaning of purchasing dalet minim, that many people have the minik to buy the dalet minim between Yom Kippur and sukkahs. Others recommend to start a little bit earlier because of zrizin makdim le mitzvahs. There is reasons to both arguments. You could either say that the mitzvah really starts after Yom Kippur. That's really the pre-Sukkos days. Before that is may not be associated to Sukkos yet. It may be asiyas mitzvah, may be connected to Yom Kippur only and not really to Sukkos. So some people dafka, and that's what really the Ramah says over here, that you should try preparing your sukkah on Motzei Yom Kippur. You start so maybe before that it seems like there's no point. Others, however, believe that it's a big schus, and drizin makdimin always applies. So therefore, some people are makbid ready to get into the dalet minim already. Main aseres in mitzvah. There's definitely two sides to the arguments, and one can definitely hear both studim. A person should do however feels more comfortable. Just one little point, which the Be'ahete brings, just to an earlier point, I want to add that as well. The Be'ahete brings something really interesting, and I don't know what's pshat in it, I'm leaving it as a question mark. We learned that, we just discussed that there's a chumrah of fasting 2 days Yom Kippur. The question is, I said that a person would fast 2 days and two nights. But very interestingly, there's an interesting, and I really leave it as a question mark. The Be'ahete brings in the end of Sif Kotten Hey, Bum Likute Pardes, Mash Mash Ein Misanim Balailo Kim Bayoim. He says that in Likute, the Be'ahete brings from Likute Pardes that it sounds like they wouldn't eat by the second day. They would fast the second day of Yom Kippur, but by night, the second night, they would actually eat. That's what the Be'ahete brings in the name of the Likutei Pardes. But that's obviously very strange, because Yom Kippur is an Erev Ad Erev, and if they want to have any fulfillment of Sveika de Yoyma, then what's the point of eating the second night? The Chore, there's no point at all to do that. I mean, they've spoiled the Yom Kippur Chumrah already before they start, literally before they start. I'm not sure where they're coming from. Sounds really, really interesting point, and I'm not sure what's pshat in it. And with this, we have completed Hilchas Yom HaKippurim B'Shotov Matzlachas, and we'll be starting with Shem with tomorrow's Shir Simon Tov Reish Chofei, which are Hilchas Sukkah B'Shotov Matzlachas.